Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, we left Jungle Jim Bradley as he was escaping from the old lamissary where he had gone in an attempt to rescue Bob and Connie McGuire. You will remember that shortly after Jungle Jim entered the old building, he encountered the aged old monk, who agreed to guide him in his search through the maze of stone passageways. However, before the two could start, they encountered the Maharaja and a group of natives. For a moment, things looked badly. Thinking quickly, Jim joined the Maharaja and his men disguised as a native. He might have succeeded in going unnoticed had he not attempted to speak with Bob McGuire, who was also with the group. However, as he and Bob talked, they were seen by the Maharaja, and Jim was forced to run for his life. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. It is the morning after Jungle Jim's escape from the lamissary. The Maharaja's men are out searching for him in the nearby hills. And Bob McGuire sits in a chair in the lamissary's great hall. He is tied hand and foot.
Now, McGuire, I will deal with you. Are you ready to tell me who the man was you were talking to?
I've already told you, Ibor. He was one of your natives.
That is a lie, McGuire. The man who talked to you ran out of the lamissary and disappeared. I have accounted for all of my men.
He was a member of your searching party, Ibor.
He was a spy.
And you know more about him than I do. I'd never seen him before.
Are you sure it was not Jungle Jim Bradley?
Jungle Jim? What makes you think that?
You may as well confess. The Maharaja of Ibor knows everything, McGuire. The man was white, disguised as a native. He knocked out one of my slaves and took his clothes.
How do you know that?
We have found the slave. He was tied and gagged in the ancient dog's dungeon. Tell me who he was and what he was doing here.
Why ask me? You seem to know about everything.
You will make things easier for yourself if you are reasonable, McGuire.
What do you mean by reasonable, Ibor? You've already double-crossed me. You haven't kept a single promise you've made. You were going to release Connie and me.
So I was.
Then why don't you untie these ropes?
If I do, are you willing to talk?
We'll discuss that when I'm free.
Very well. Wait, I'll cut the ropes. There. You are free, McGuire.
Now release my wife.
Not until you are ready to talk. Who was the white man who was disguised as a native?
Unless you free Connie, you may find the answer to that question sooner than you think, Ibor.
So you still refuse to answer?
Now listen, let's get this straight. You promised me that if I told you who had that treasure map, you'd free both Connie and me.
I said that I would let you both go when I had the map, McGuire.
Well, you haven't got it, and what's more, you'll never get it now.
No, we shall see.
This time you've gone too far, Ibor. The man whom I talked to was white. What's more, he's gone for the authorities.
Well, you...
The jewels of the Genghis Khan will be worthless to you where you're going, Ibor. And if you're wise, you release Connie and me immediately.
I'll show you what I'm going to do, slave.
All right, you've asked for this.
You.
How do you like this?
Another. You'll die for this, McGuire. Slave!
You're going to get the beating of your life, Ibor.
Dog.
Hyne.
Seize him. Seize him, you fool.
Yes, Hyne. Hey, let go of me, you dirty.
Hold him. I'll show him what it means to cross the Maharaja of Ibor.
Get away. Go ahead. Shoot me if you're going to.
I prefer this, McGuire. Perhaps that will teach you, my friend.
Hyne, you may have killed him.
If he dies, he will be fortunate. Pick him up, slaves.
Yes, Hannah.
Now, follow me.
Yes,
Master. Hurry! Holt!
Yes, Hannah.
Well, Mrs. McGuire, I have brought your husband to you.
Bob!
Unlock the cell, slaves.
Yes, Bob! Hannah. Bob! Oh, you fiend, you... What have you done to him?
Throw him in.
Yes, Martha.
Bob! Bob, speak to me. What have they done to you?
Patience, Mrs. McGuire.
Oh.
Perhaps in a little while he will be able to answer you.
You beast. You've tortured him. You... Bob. Bob, darling.
Lock the door, fool.
Yes, master.
Now, when he decides to talk, you may send for me, Mrs. McGuire.
Bob, darling, what have they done to you? Bob. Bob, can you hear me? Come, drink some of this water, please.
I'll get you for this, Ybor.
Bob, darling, don't you know me? It's Connie. Oh, you'll be all right, darling.
Connie.
Yes, I'm right here, dear.
Connie, if anything should happen, Jungle Jim Bradley.
What are you talking about, dear?
Jungle Jim. He's north.
Yes.
North of the Lamasery. If you can get away, go north.
Jungle Jim Bradley is here?
He's north. Do you understand, Connie?
Yes, Bob. Here, drink some more water.
Oh.
Bob! Bob! What's the matter? Bob, answer me!
In the meantime, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, O.P. Watts, and Kolo have been following the trail of the Silent One. They are now many miles north of the Lamasery.
Jim, are you sure we're not going too far? We may have passed the Silent One.
No, he's still ahead of us, Lil. Kolo was following the trail of two horses.
Yeah, but Jim, how do we know that it is the Silent One's trail? Kolo's lost it a dozen times. He may have picked up another.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking, Mr. Vail. We've come miles, miles, and we haven't even had our breakfast yet.
Oh. Well, we're not going much further, O.P. I think I see the spot I've been looking for.
What do you mean?
Oh, he means we're going to eat. This is all foolishness anyway, getting up before sunrise and coming.
Do you see that great bluff ahead, Lil?
Yes, what about it?
Well, that's where we're going to stop. I've been looking for a hill that was high enough to give us a good view in all directions.
But what about the Silent One?
Yes, yes. What about him, Bradley? You've been chasing him since dawn. Well,
that's just it, O.P. The Silent One wanted to get as far away from the Lamasery as possible before he stopped. I think that by this time, he's accomplished his purpose.
You mean he'll be stopping soon?
Exactly, Lil. Come on. Here's as good a place as any to leave the trail.
Are we going to try and ride up the side of that hill, Bradley?
We can make it, O.P. What? Come on. Stop your horses here for a minute.
Whoa, boy, whoa. Well, how about Kolo, Jim?
I'm going to call him now.
Well, that'll bring him.
Juan Jim.
Kolo, follow us. We're going up on top of the hill.
But Juan, what about Silent One's trail? Kolo can see it good now.
We're going to have a look around, Kolo. We'll pick up the trail later again if we have to. Now, all right, follow me.
Come on. Come on.
Get up there. I don't know why I have so much trouble starting these critters and stopping them.
It's good for you, O.P. It'll help you reduce.
No, confound it, Bradley. I don't want to reduce. I want my breakfast. Get up there. Get up. Go.
Jim, this hill's going to be all right. Look, we can already see miles behind us.
It's the kind of a place I've been looking for, Lil. Unless I'm mistaken, the jewels of the Genghis Khan are hidden much nearer the old Lamasery than this.
Well, that means the Silent One will have to go back as soon as he thinks it's safe.
Exactly, Lil. This hill and the smaller one across the valley form a pass. By staying here, we can prevent the Silent One from turning back. And at the same time, not get too far away from Bob and Connie.
Well, do you think there's any chance of them escaping and following us, Jim?
Perhaps. The old monk will free them if he can. All right. Watch your horses now. It's pretty steep from now on.
Bradley! Bradley! Come back here and help me. I can never ride up that hill. Never.
Wait, O.P. I'll give you a hand.
Easy there, boy. Easy.
Keep going.
That's it. That's it, O.P. Come on.
Well, we're almost there.
Yes, and of all the places to bring animals.
All right, O.P. Here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim, just look how far we can see from here.
This place is perfect, Lil. Come on, everybody, now. Dismount.
I don't know about this thing.
Kolo, take care of the horses.
Yes, it's one.
Well, you better help O.P.
No, never mind me. I can make it. At least I can always fall off. There. I knew I could do it alone.
That's the stuff, O.P. Now, let's see. First thing we'll do is have a look around.
What? How about breakfast? Why, it's nearly lunchtime.
And... Don't worry, O.P. We won't let you starve to death. Say, Jim, look over there.
Where? I don't see anything.
Look over there by those big rocks. That looks to me like the entrance to a cave.
Say, I think you're right, Lil. We'll have a look at that later. Maybe we can make it our permanent headquarters.
Well, did you say permanent, Bradley? If you did, you're not speaking for me. No, sir. No hermit's life for O.P. Watts. No, sir. The sooner we get out of this heathen country, the better I feel.
The adventurous blood of the Watts speaking again, Jim.
Well, just the same, I...
Go on, O.P.
Bradley.
Huh?
I smell food cooking. I'm sure of it.
What? Oh, you're crazy, O.P.
Oh, I told you we should have left O.P. back in Calcutta, Jim. The heat's getting him.
There's food being cooked around here somewhere. I guess I know the smell of food.
Jim, wait a minute.
Now, Lil, don't tell me you're going to start.
O.P.'s right, Jim.
Yeah.
Somebody is cooking something. I can smell it, too.
Say, look at that cave entrance. There's a thin haze of smoke coming from inside.
You're right, Jim.
Well, then, come on. What are we waiting for? If there's any food around, I'm going to buy some of it.
Come back here, O.P.
What's that? Oh, come on, Bradley.
Well, what's the matter, Jim? Let's find out who's in there.
You just leave this to Mr. Bill and me.
Come back here, both of you. What? Lil, don't you realize what you're doing? That may be our boyfriend in there.
The silent one.
Of course. A cave would be just the kind of place he'd pick out to hide.
Oh, stuff and nonsense.
Keep quiet and keep back, Watts.
Jim, we ought to do something. Get the horses out of sight. If anybody should come to the entrance of that cave, they'd be bound to see us.
You're right, Lil. Watts.
Yeah?
Go back with Colo and help him get the horses out of sight.
But, Bradley, I...
Do as I tell you.
Oh, all right. Well, there's nothing to all this.
Now, come on, Lil. Keep down.
All right.
Keep down on the grass as much as you can, Lil.
Sure.
I'm keeping the cave's entrance covered with my revolver.
Let's get over this way a little, Jim.
Right. You keep behind me, Lil. Easy now. We're almost there.
Jim, Watts was right. Whoever's in there is cooking something. I can smell it strong now.
You're right, Lil. Stay back. I'm going to try and look in.
Can you see anyone?
Wait.
Oh, let me look, Jim.
I see him now. There's just one man.
You're right, Jim. And he is cooking. He's bending over a fire.
Lil, get out your revolver.
What are you going to do?
Snap a twig so we'll turn around. Are you ready?
Sure. I've got him covered.
Good. I'll break this stick. When he hears a crack, he'll turn around and face this way.
Who's that?
Lil, it's our boyfriend.
All right, Silent One. Throw up your hands. We've got you covered.
The Silent One. Will Jim and Lil capture him? And what about Bob McGuire? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.